One, two, three. We're welcome by the Mom and Dad Talks, where 32 people are mom and dad, and we have Hanty. Hey, Hanty, how y'all doing? Mom, don't be so enthused today. She is kicking it so deep today. Good job.
You worked hard today.
All right. Well, we're glad to have everybody on board today. And today, it's bizarre. Outrageous Harvey Weinstein's New York rape conviction overturned due to crucial mistake by judge. What are we talking about here? If you don't know, Harvey Weinstein's accuser has responded with a fear of disgrace, outrage to the Hollywood mogul's rape conviction was overturned at the Court of Appeals in New York. Ashley Judge, the first actor to come forward with a sexual assault allegation against the 72-year-old, said that the decision unfair to the survivors. This was like to be a woman in America, which is an entitlement to our bodies. Weinstein was found guilty in 2020 of raping and assaulting two women and is currently serving 23 years at a prison upstate New York. The New York court overturned the conviction on a 4-3 majority, stating that the original trial judge made erroneous errors by allowing prosecutors to call witnesses whose allegations were not related to the charges at hand. So they got to do this thing. Looks like they got to do this thing again.
Wow. Yes.
And for, I can just imagine for anybody who's raped, whether it's a woman or male, that's got to be tough reliving going to trial again.
Yeah.
Yeah. I went to court for just, my tent being too dark, and that was traumatizing. So not making light of the subject, but that's gotta be something. I can't even imagine that. What are your thoughts on that, Mom and Dad?
Well, my thoughts are that it's really the prosecution. It's really the judge's fault.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be redone. And I think that, yes, they need to do it over again and make it done the right way. Mm. Because, there are a lot of people, a lot of men that I read about that are serving prison times and they weren't even there in the vicinity.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're finding out that they were completely innocent all along.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking of one case where a man went to prison, and I think it was in South Bend or Elkhart, one of the areas around here,
mm-hmm.
where he has spent, 43 years in prison.
Wow.
And they find out that he never,
committed the crime.
Mm-hmm. He never committed the crime. And just think, he lost out on so much.
Mm-hmm.
So much, and I think the settlement was like $2 or $3 million. But even at that, that's a large portion of your life that you have lost.
And get back.
Mm-hmm.
Never can get that back. And money cannot
mm-hmm.
pay for the memories that he's lost, for the job opportunities he's lost, for seeing his kids grow up.
Well, not even being having the chance to get married.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We don't know the situation, but there's a lot of stuff to that. I mean,
mm-hmm.
Mom, Hanty, what are your ideas on it being women with something like this happening? Don't all speak at once.
Well, I think it's really deep, and we don't without having gone step by step with the trial
mm-hmm.
in the very beginning.
Mm-hmm.
It takes down some of the anger that that so much that we don't know about.
Mm-hmm.
That this trial wasn't one that I followed. I mean, mm-hmm. I can't follow many of them.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's time consuming. A whole lot of it I can't do anything about. But
mm-hmm.
if I were the one in jail, if I were Harvey, I'll just mm-hmm. say it that way.
Mm-hmm.
I think it would anger me.
Mm-hmm.
But we're taught, mm-hmm. those of us who know the Bible. Don't waste time on anger.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know what else can he do?
Well, Mom, you have any thoughts on that real quick? Are you?
I really don't have any thoughts. It's just a shame that people are accused of something when the real facts are not presented correctly. And
well,
you can't really compensate for errors like that, really. So just get it right the first time and do all you can to make it, you know, make it.
He's still going to be in jail, right?
Yeah, he's still going to be in jail. The whole point is that, you know.
Yes, I'm not.
On one hand, I can understand, you know, you want to fight for your life. It's your life.
But why fighting if he's still going to be in jail?
Well, it can reduce the sentences. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, when you have those multiple life sentences, it does make a difference in your sentence.
Well,
you may get out on good behavior. I mean, look at what happened to, you know, a lot of people. You can get out on good behavior out in society. I mean, you'll be flagged as a predator,
mm-hmm.
You know, and as you should be. But you know, can you go back into society and live a life without hurting anybody? And that's always a chance that you have to take, because we do live in a society where we have forgiveness. However, you know, what I struggle with is, you know, he has a history of doing this to win.
He the judge?
No, yeah. Weinstein.
Weinstein.
Oh, okay.
Weinstein has a history of doing these kind of things, and you know, it's now, unless all the women collude together and stuff like that. You know, this is multiple sources. You know, I'm not judge, jury. I'm not in the trial, so I don't know all the stuff. But you know, it's kind of hard. With that kind of thing, I mean, you know, it's interesting that, you know, he walked in the you know, in the court system originally. Now he's, you know, in a walker now at 72.
He is.
Yeah, he's a walker. So a lot
How
of
old
weird,
is he?
He's 72.
That's
young. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And you know, when he started the trial, he was okay. Now when he's coming out the trial, he's like a feeble man.
Mm-hmm.
I have a lot of my mind races a lot, because, you know, on one hand I understand the point, but on the other hand, those women got to this woman's got to relive the situation again, and I think, to me, that's what I worry about. She's got to go to trial again, and just look from her standpoint. Now you got to face your accuser again.
Mm-hmm.
You've been raped. You know, that's like reliving it all over again. Now, it took you enough to get there the first time and get through it. Now you got to relive the moment again. I was watching it was Deion Sanders was reliving a moment back in time for him with the Cincinnati Reds when he wanted to commit suicide. And he relived that moment on the set.
Mm-hmm.
He says, man, and when he got done with it, he says, man, I haven't gone back to that spot in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
But he thanked and said, you know, thank you. But, you know, I could tell he didn't want to relive that moment again.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was a very dark moment in his life where he needed God to get him out of it. And, you know, we got to pray for this whole situation, that both parties get spiritually well, hopefully.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because for the woman, a lot of prayer there. For the man, a lot of prayer there, too. For the situation, a lot of prayer, because you have people staying on both sides of it. But like I said, my part goes out to both. But, you know, I'm thinking about that woman. She's got to relive that all over again,
mm-hmm.
go through that moment again, deal with that face again. And, you know, that's there's a lot of moments I don't want to relive again.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And that's the part that really bothers me over a mistake. And, you know, we have a legal system, so they got to redo it. That hurts.
And the sad part is the legal system is flawed.
Yeah.
It's flawed because the judge didn't do his job.
So yeah. He's going to have another judge?
Yeah, another judge. It looks like they're going to have a retrial on it because they ruled 4-3. So basically, hey, you know, because this snafu happened, you got to redo it. Now, you know, snafus can go with you. Snafus can go against you. Technicalities. Mm. A missed period. A missed this. They're so simple, anybody can happen, but they can be so detrimental. And this being a high-profile case, that's just kind of messed up. So, wow. You know, that's a lot of emotion there, and I feel bad for the victim. I feel bad for all the way around, but man, that's whew. You know, a woman who's been raped, that's got to be hard for her to do something like that. If I have to relive that again with the technicality, I got to go through this again.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the question is, will she even go through it?
Yeah. May not be strong enough to go through it.
You know what I'm saying?
And the details in her testimony over a period of time will be lost.
Yeah, because she's trying to get on from it. She's trying to move. She's trying to forget
that. She moved on from it, and now she has to go back, and she can't remember all the fine details.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. You know. So, you know, and just remember, you know, as we get older, our minds are not as sharp as it used to be. So, like I said, wow. I can just, you know, and I'm looking at Ashley Judd's face. She is just ticked. She's like, really? Now I'm in the press again for this?
Mm-hmm.
You know.
And how many years ago did this rape take place?
I didn't get a chance to see it. It's a minute, but sorry about that, folks. But, I'm just speechless on this. But, you know, wow.
Well, roughly guessing, if it happened 20 years ago, mm-hmm. it's very hard for you to remember all the details.
Yeah.
Of that, you remember the emotional,
mm-hmm.
Your emotions, but very hard to remember all the details.
And just imagine, you know, reliving that, and you miss something here crucial. You should have remembered that. Well, you know what? I want to forget it.
And the defense attorneys will jump on that.
Oh yeah. Oh, so your testimony here is just in that, you know, wow. That's just tough. So anyway, well, folks, you know, like I said, hopefully, sometimes the right thing doesn't get done. Like I said, prayers go out to both parties here, and you know, folks, we just want to encourage folk. Always try to do the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, don't try to get over. I mean, people get aggressive and want to do stuff. Just do the right thing. We just want to encourage people to try. And we know there's bad people out there that accuse too. So, but I don't know. Till next time, we'll see you on Mom and Dad Talks.
Mm-hmm.